96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Is this town big enough for bikes and cars to coexist? Well, that issue has received a lot of attention recently after Washington Post columnist Courtland Malloy criticized cyclists. But the cyclists have their complaints, too, about the drivers. Is there a compromise? Well, before we hear from our guests tonight, we hear from Alexandria, Virginia Mayor Bill Yule. WHUR News producer Tiffany Copeland spoke with him about how his city is dealing with the issue.
The ideal solution is to be able to provide multimodal transportation options for our citizens and visitors, which simply means we got to have pedestrian ways for people to walk. We need to have options for people in cars, and we also need to make sure that people can ride bicycles. And the ideal solution is to make certain that at least cars and bicycles can be in the same roadway surface.
So how has the situation worked out so far for the city of Alexandria?
It's very difficult. It's challenging, but it's got to be a collaboration between those in their autos and vehicles and those riding bicycles. That we have very little real estate available to us. So, and we even allow bicyclists to ride on sidewalks, except for in the old and historic district, because it's too dense and too congested, particularly along the King Street corridor.
So how can everyone just very peacefully coexist on the road together?
Done through a very collaborative, communicative public process, working with the bicycle community advocates, working with the residents and neighborhoods to get them to understand and respect and appreciate why we need to do all this.
This is a nationwide issue and probably an international issue, too.
Taiwan is a city of motorcycles and mopeds, and people with bicycles. But even on, they allow mopeds and motorcycles to ride on sidewalks with people with strollers, with bicycles, and people walking, and it works. And so I just think it's everybody just has to understand that there's very little real estate, and we have to find a way to share it.
Do you think that's a reality for the United States, that varying forms of transportation can actually just utilize the sidewalk instead of being on the road?
I think so, yes.
Well, that was Alexandria, Virginia Mayor Bill Yule. Well, we're hearing from several sides on this issue tonight. My guests are Allison Kreiner Brown and Anna Bevere of Black Women Bike DC. Greg Billing is also with us from the Washington Area Bicyclists Association, and Sam Zimbabwe, an associate director with the DC Department of Transportation. And of course, we have you, the listener. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for participating in this conversation. I want to get right to it, and I will start with Allison. Allison, Courtland Malloy's column, some would say tongue-in-cheek, some would say a bit over the top. Were you insulted?
I wouldn't say that I was insulted, not personally. I would absolutely say I was disturbed. I think on a number of fronts. When you look at Courtland's article, first of all, he's a highly respected journalist in the D.C. area. Courtland Malloy has been with the Washington Post for a number of years. He's a highly respected voice and a former cyclist. And so to hear this coming from him, the sentiments that were expressed, the feelings of frustration aren't anything new that we've heard. But the way it was delivered, It puts bicyclists forward as if we're not people. We're people who are on bikes. Drivers are people who are in cars. And it really takes out that element that we're talking about people who are trying to get from one place to another, and really doesn't just vilifies us. It almost opens the door to suggest that we're deserving of forms of violence. And I think that's really what shocked a lot of people about this article.
Well, one of the things he did say, it says, you know, they've got more nerve. This is a quote. They've got more nerve than an L.A. biker gang, and some can be just as nasty. Okay. Greg, is that a fair analogy?
Well, I want to thank you, Harold, for having us.
Sure.
And having this discussion. I think it's really important. You know, I think that there is a lot of folks out on the street that are being nasty to each other. You know, where else on the street can or in any other place in public do we get harassed? And I'm not just talking about bicyclists, but women walking down the street, you know, people coming in and out of shops. You know, it's a free-for-all out there. And so I think what really caught most people off guard was just that encouragement of being nasty to each other, regardless of how you're getting around.
But I think outside of Courtland Malloy's column, I think there is a lot of bad blood between cyclists and drivers, be they in cars or SUVs or trucks. So, Anna, where does this come from? I mean, we all have to share the road, but nobody is acting like it.
I think part of it is a misunderstanding of what people need to do, whether you're in a bike, on a bike, or in a car. The lack of information, possibly, of, okay, this is what I should do when I'm trying to make a turn. This is what I need to do when it's night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but, you know, it's interesting because you talk about, you know, you talk about the law. So, Sam, what is the law in D.C.? Because it's different than it is in Maryland as a when you relate to when you talk about where you can ride your bike. Do you do it on the street? Do you do it on the sidewalk? Give me kind of a thumbnail sketch in D.C.
So generally, bikes are considered vehicles and they're permitted to be in the street, and a cyclist is permitted to take the whole, make the use of the whole lane in a street, whether or not there's a bike lane there. In downtown D.C., it's sort of south of Massachusetts Avenue down to the mall. You're not permitted to ride bikes on the sidewalk. Elsewhere in D.C., you're allowed to ride bikes on the sidewalk, but you have to yield the right of way to pedestrians. So pedestrians are always have the right of way on a sidewalk when they're crossing the street. Bikes always have to yield the right of way to the pedestrians, but bikes are otherwise treated like a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but from the Department of Transportation's perspective, what kind of problems are you hearing? What kind of complaints are you getting from drivers? What kind of complaints or concerns are you getting from bicyclists?
Well, I think we get complaints from all sorts of folks, and I think there's the more aggressive riders, and then there's the more tentative riders, cyclists especially. I think we get concerns about people being passed too close by cars, and then we obviously get concerns from drivers about cyclists not obeying the rules, about pedestrians not obeying the rules, about, frankly, other drivers not obeying the rules and, you know, running red lights or speeding or things like that. So I think I would agree with some of the sentiment earlier that there's generally sort of a little bit of a lack of respect for all other users on the streets in D.C.
And, you know, on my Facebook page, because we don't have anyone necessarily representing drivers, although I suspect that we're going to hear from them on the phone lines in a bit. But, for example, on my Facebook page, if you go to facebook.com/HaroldTFisher, friend me, and I'll accept it. You can comment. But Imani makes a comment. She says, great topic. Thank you, Imani. But she also says they need to walk or get a car. Sometimes they get tired and slow down, thus slowing up traffic more. Suffice it to say, you guys, you know, you've got thigh power. You know, it's not like pushing on a gas. You know, sometimes you guys, you know, run out of gas. Sometimes you are a little slow.
So this is Allison. Mm-hmm. A few things on that. One thing, most bicyclists are licensed drivers. So most people, even if they don't have a car at that moment, are licensed to drive somewhere. So that's an important fact to remember, is that a lot of us who are biking, they actually say that bicyclists make better drivers because we know what it's like to be both on in a 2-ton metal vehicle and, you know, on a 50-pound metal vehicle. So there is a place for bicyclists in the road. And I think what happens is people get frustrated by a small majority, because when I ride, you know, I ride in the lane with traffic. I ride off to the side when it's appropriate. And I tend to not get harassed by drivers, but there are people who don't understand, both cyclists and drivers, where people are supposed to be on the road, what the rules actually are. And that creates a lot of frustration and it creates a lot of danger. And so I think that's where we're having some real issues, is when people just really don't understand, how are we supposed to not just get along? Where are we supposed to be in the road? And that's a big challenge, even for the cycling community. How do we educate our own cyclists? Because I can tell you, I've had cyclists, when I've been on my bike, who've put me in danger. So part of this conversation that we wanted to raise with Courtland Malloy is, if we want to talk about people who are bad drivers, let's talk about bad drivers, bad cyclists. You know, there's the jerk issue.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about jerks on the road. Let's talk about jerks on the road.
Well, let's talk about that after the break, because I do need to take a break. I'm sure we're going to have a lot to discuss tonight. We're also going to go to the phone lines in just a bit at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Cyclists, drivers, can't we all just get along? We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, can cars and bikes operate safely and together in the D.C. Metro? We're hearing from several sides on this issue tonight. My guests are Allison Kreiner Brown and Anna Bevere of Black Women Bike D.C., Greg Billing from the Washington Area Bicyclists Association, and Sam Zimbabwe, an associate director with the D.C. Department of Transportation. Lines are open. I want to hear from you at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Kim, calling from Washington, D.C. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
This is a real important topic. I'm so happy to hear it. And I think it's going to take us to understand, get more information, if there's ways, if there are meetings or ways to communicate. I am very careful and respectful of cyclists when I'm driving, but it frightens me to hear that there might be more bicycles on sidewalks. I'm disabled, and I know I would be real vulnerable and really worried about bikes on the sidewalk. So that's—I don't know. I didn't know that that's allowed in some parts in D.C.
Sam, can you help her with where she can go to find more information about cyclist laws as it relates to drivers and the like?
Yeah, both we and WABA have information on our website. On our websites, DDOT's website is ddot.dc.gov. And there's a lot of rules about a lot of information about bike rules there, and WABA's WABA.org, WABA.org. And I would say that this is an important issue about cyclists on the sidewalk, and we really want cyclists to be in the street and only on the sidewalk if they feel unsafe, or if they, you know, if kids are biking or things like that. But we really want cyclists to be in the street, and that's actually why we do so much to provide lanes and safe facilities for them, so that they feel safe in the street and are not on the sidewalk. Because we agree that that's a place where there's just a lot of confusion, and you know, whether you're young or old or you know, fully fit, it's tough to negotiate between a bike and a pedestrian. That's a pretty unsafe condition sometimes.
Well, good luck and be careful out there, Kim. Before the break, Greg, you wanted to make a quick comment.
Well, I think the sidewalk riding is a big issue that we all have to be mindful of. Most people who end up on the sidewalk are there probably because they don't feel safe in the road. Or, you know, we do have drivers that yell at cyclists to get on the sidewalk. An ANC commissioner out of Southwest tweeted yesterday that he had a driver very angry at him to get on the sidewalk. We always remind people through the Washington Area Bicyclists Association. We teach classes to about 400 people every spring. Just this spring, we taught to 400 people. If you're going to have to ride on the sidewalk, if that's your last resort, make sure that you're yielding to pedestrians and go at a pedestrian pace. Those are really important factors for cycling on the sidewalk, but we definitely teach people to be on the road if they feel comfortable there.
I need to take another break, but I wanted to let you know, Sion from Washington, Ali from Washington. Esau from Washington, please remain on the line. I promise I will get to your phone calls. And anyone else who is interested in making a comment, whether you're a cyclist, whether you're a driver, whether you're an interested or concerned observer, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit.